Norfolk journalist and broadcaster Keith Skipper has written a regular column in the Evening News for some time. In our first feature this week, the forthcoming autumn and all it promises is his subject. Our reader is James Churchill.
I promise to make this my last of the summer wines as September signs in. I'm ready to pass over the bridge of sighs to autumn, seasons of mists and mellow ruefulness. This annual pilgrimage brings just enough silence and space to take stock after a long hot summer. Listen very earfully and you can pick up these usual cries of relief. From jaded parents so relieved to hand back bored children to rejuvenated teachers who simply can't wait for the next round of inspections, tests, changes and insults. From poor old farmers, barns full to remind them how seed time and harvest really do keep on trushing, despite the best efforts of our rum old weather and Brexit prevarications. From tractor drivers, able to go for a short spin down a country lane without attracting every vehicle in Norfolk, driven by a Jeremy Clarkson sound-alike, with hand gestures to match. From uplifted parsons, excited at the prospect of their largest congregation since Easter, and of a chance to remind backsliders there's room for all to be safely gathered in. Corny, but poetic. From homespun seaside pedestrians, on the verge of writing again to David Attenborough for travelling tips, after months of trying to cross the road without a nervous breakdown or angry toot. From coastal traders, who can now stop pretending it's just one big juicy jackpot of a jamboree from May until August. Those selling chips, ice cream and beer don't need to pretend. From all right-minded natives, refusing to feel guilty for simply feeling good about having the old place back to themselves for a precious while, and bumping into people they recognise. They may not like them, but they know who they are. There are other sound reasons for misquoting Robert Browning with a burst of, "Oh, to be in Norfolk now that autumn's coming," most of them connected with the deification of traditional rural virtues. Quiet walks, glorious colours and homemade blackberry jam top several lists. As I sit totting up the years and contemplating a harsh fact that ferocious field eaters don't rid themselves of the development bug at end of summer, it dawns on me how significant September has been along Norfolk's enchanting pathway. I graduated from village classroom to grammar school on a mixture of bicycle power and railway steam in September 1955. The peddler of Swaffham was waiting to remind me how rich treasures could be unearthed by those prepared to dig deep beneath the tree of knowledge. It took me only about 15 terms to find a spade. I transported joined-up writing skills to Thetford in September 1962, to start my career as Beeston's first overspill contributor to the town's journalistic ranks. Tom Payne was waiting to alert me to the dangers of inflammatory language. It took me about 15 lines to upset local footballers. I exchanged quill for microphone in September 1980, when the BBC showed commendable sense in extending its local wireless network into Norfolk. Terry Wogan was waiting at opening time to show how ridiculously easy this broadcasting business could be. It took me just about 15 years to discover he might have been kidding. Elder son was born on a glorious Sunday in September while his brother nipped into October to take his bow. So family bonds are savoured anew at this time of year. Early autumn watersheds, or, as an old Norfolk farm worker put it in his colourful vernacular, "jumping over hedges when you don't know what's on the other side." I suspect part of my deep affection for September could be rooted in a few days of school day indolence when I tried to look backward and forward at the same time, a habit fashioned out of distaste for those who suggested it ought not to be done. Teachers, parents and bossy grown-ups always demanded a fresh approach after the harvest holidays. Start of a new school year meant turning over a new leaf, realising all that latent potential, putting bad habits behind one, good intentions crammed into a shiny new satchel alongside sharpened pencils and pristine exercise books. Just two lessons into that exciting new era, I was loafing down memory lane with a bit of chalk stinging one ear and a rasping reprimand bending the other. Working out the village cricket team average pushed homework off the kitchen table as soon as latest confrontations with shiny conkers could be settled.